could the wild hunt join you a certain type of the show.
And this story follows up on that. There was an old woman travelling by the waterside. Now, this wasn't one of the Keneally's. This was another wandering woman. She was walking with her two children. And she saw this seal on a rock. Now, the seals come up sunning themselves. And when the tide comes in, off they go again. They always do that. And this seal was mourning. And she looked closely at the seal and she said, "There's something wrong with you." And he was so fluttered that he never moved when she came. His leg was so big, it's thin. There was something in it, a thorn. And she pulled out the thorn and she put whatever she put, a little bandage on it. And he almost said thank you. He looked at her with eyes so big. And off he goes into the water and he looked back when he was driving down. And she thought no more about it and she went her way. And she was travelling along the whole of Ireland. And one day she came to a house and she knocked on the door. And the door was opened by this very fine old man. And he invited her in, and she sat down, and he said, "You're the woman of the roads. Is there anything, have you seen anything lately you would tell me about? I don't leave the house much." "No," she said, "I haven't. I just have two children," she said, "I'm trying to look after. And I have a daughter," she said, "working for some man," she said, "along the country, and I don't know how she's getting on." When he said, "All I have here," he said, "is one son." But he said, "Tell me, did you ever come across anything strange in your travels?" And she was thinking and thinking. Well, she said, "No." But one day, she said, "I was traveling along by the beach and I saw a seal on a rock," she said. "And there was a spike sticking in his fin and I pulled it out, and that strangest thing I ever saw. I almost thought the seal was trying to thank me." "Well," he said, "you're right." She said, "I was the seal," he said, "that was on that rock. I was under an enchantment," he said, "from my stepmother, never to be myself again until somebody plucked that thorn out of my fin, and you did it. And when I went back into the water," he said, "I came out of that water," he said, "to where I am now, a rich man. Now," he said, "I have a son here. Send for your daughter and she'll marry my son, and you and your two kids can live here forever." That's supposed to be another true story about the season.
Tinskotun, the Hoyt Ulskan, the Hagen Guide, is a Bailahon Joinu. The untaffet is a free hope yard. Of course, got the outside, like I said, the Skype account here.